There's no question. COVID-19 has reshaped both our priorities and our finances. So if you believe that $1,000 or more is too much to pay for a smartphone, there's Apple's new iPhone SE. Your Thursday Consumer Tech Update is brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. The big news about the new iPhone SE is the price. The 64-gig version is $400. With its 4.7-inch screen, it looks like an iPhone 8, but it works like an 11 Pro with the same wireless charging, cameras with portrait mode, and the A13 Bionic chip processor. There's not really much difference between the two, but what you won't find is facial recognition, the night mode on the camera, and, of course, 5G. But at $400, the iPhone SE is a great value for a great little phone. Sales begin tomorrow. I'm Kim Komando. Check out my YouTube channel for tech DIYs, clips from my radio show, and my television show. The address is simple, youtube.com/KimKomando.